Thanks for downloading this episode of Leadership Bites with Pastor Brian Dahlman. We hope that it encourages and challenges you as a leader.
Hey, Andy Jones.
Hey.
We had a conversation yesterday in your office, and I want to just have it again.
Ooh.
Because you were wrong.
Uh-oh.
No, I'm kidding.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, so this whole week I've been doing posts on spin and, you know, just kind of talking about spin that we put on things and asking, can we admit it?
Yeah.
And maybe even giving some suggestions for redeeming spin. One of them is admitting it, like, you know.
Own up.
Yeah, own up. Like, I even suggested, like, say something kind of like, hey, guys, I just need to brag on myself. Can you all act impressed? You know, like. Just admit it. Yeah. So anyway, we were talking about sort of views of God, theology, you know, the angle that we take. And I guess what I want to say is that we do put spin on God also.
Mm-hmm.
And I want us to be able to admit it. I have this cartoon here, and I don't know if you've seen this or not, but it shows a picture of God. He's really big, and then a bunch of people climbing on him.
Uh-huh.
That are blindfolded.
Yep.
And they're feeling him.
Right.
And they're all calling out what they think he is.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
What are some of the things there?
Yeah, so
Catholic?
I'm getting Catholic. Emergent.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Somebody's yelling Pentecostal.
Right. You know, some people are up by his beard. Some are down at his feet. Some are, you know, hanging off his robe by his hands.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're just all kind of all over climbing on him, blindfolded.
Yeah.
And they think they're getting a picture of...
Hold on. There's one guy yelling at, I'm getting nothing.
It's really funny. Yeah. Well, you know, I want to just talk about, like, if you were to picture a large home, beautiful home.
Like when you're walking around Lake Wilderness.
Yeah. Really nice house by Lake Wilderness, sure. And there's the front of the house. There's, you know, a side, two sides, really. And then there's the back of the house. And each part of the house serves a different function. And, you know, the front of the house has a big door and welcome mat. And there are windows. And it's sort of the, the side that you want to see from the road. You know, it's why it's called the front of the house. And then you have your back and you have the sides. The sides of my house, I'm not in Lake Wilderness. I'm near there, but not on the lake. But the sides of my house are not really...
Kind of boring?
Yeah.
Kind of bland?
Yeah. There's no door on either side.
Right.
It's just, we don't take pictures over there.
Look at the siding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just kind of ignore him. Well, I just want to own up, like, something I do about God and my faith is that I pretty much am content to hang out at the front of the house. If God were that house, I most of the time stand there at the front and yell out my descriptions.
Sure.
You know, it's beautiful.
Right.
Big door. Welcome, Matt. Like, you know, come on in.
Yep.
And I don't spend a whole lot of time at the sides or the back. And I know they're there.
Sure.
Like, I do know that they're there. In other words, what I'm saying is I know that there's a side of God that is, he is a just judge.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that there are times in scripture where I read about God's anger and his wrath.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's there. Like, I know that.
Mm-hmm.
And yet I'm more comfortable standing at the front, pointing the way in to people.
Sure.
Yeah, I really feel like, you know, when Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, no man comes to the Father but by me, Jesus was kind of saying, I'm the door. Like, you know, come on in here. And so I am more comfortable, and I think it's a good place to be, at the front, pointing people in. Some people are maybe at a different place, you know, not only maybe infatuated with the side of the house, but they're like looking at that little crawl space entry.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like,
sure.
Just obsessed with it. Like, this is the spot right here. You guys, this is what it looks like.
Uh-huh.
You know, there's cobwebs here and it's dark here. I think about groups like the Westboro Baptist Church. What's kind of scary to me about them is that they do have some Bible truth.
Right, like, they're using scripture.
They're using scriptures, right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but I feel like what's happened there is they're obsessed with sort of the, I don't know what it is, the underbelly,
the cellar door.
The cellar door,
right.
Just like this one spot. And they're running drills and they're saying, hey, a tornado's going to come and we're going to be safe. There's room for us.
Yeah.
Like, let's practice this now. And there's maybe elements of truth to what they're saying, but they've missed out on the door.
Yeah.
You know, they missed out on the front. And my call is just to, can we own up and can we admit it? Like,
yeah.
I'm doing that. I'm sticking my neck out there and saying, hey, mm-hmm. yeah, I pretty much love the front of the house and spend most of my time there waving people in,
sure,
inviting them in, talking about how beautiful this is. And I know there are other sides. I know there are other people who are Christian leaders, that their spin, their teaching is all about the back or
sure.
all about the sides.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that they're part of the faith. We share the same faith. We don't all say the whole story all the time. Mm-hmm. And I think if we could just own up and admit it more, a prominent Christian leader just recently called out all charismatics. And mm-hmm. He said that it's a false church, that the charismatic pastors are Satan's false teachers.
Oh, man.
Spiritual swindlers, con men, crooks, and charlatans. And he's calling for an all-out war. And it's kind of a bummer. Like, there's 500 million charismatics, self-professed charismatics.
Sure.
That's how we label ourselves. And, you know, I just feel like, hey, I know this guy's a brother. I know he has his faith in Jesus. Mm-hmm. I call him a Christian. And I might call him a side, you know, cellar door. I don't know. I might call him a back, you know, door Christian or whatever.
Right, right.
But I know he's part of this whole family, and we're yelling about the same house.
Mm-hmm.
I just wish that we could be more honest.
This is the position. Family. This is my viewpoint. This is what I can see and what I choose to see.
Yeah, I like it.
You can move around the house if you want.
Exactly. I've walked around the house.
Sure, but I'm going to stand out front. Mm-hmm. And talk about the front door, the welcome mat.
Yeah. I guess I'm just asking people, can we be more honest about our spin?
Make sure to check back next week for another installment of Leadership Bites. For more information or resources from Pastor Brian Dahlman, visit his website at northwestleader.com.